5, Angelo Perry seeks a variance for an accessory dwelling unit with a floor area greater than 1,000 square foot or 50% of the floor area of the single-family dwelling located on the same lot. Sections 115-20A, 15C, and 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the north side of Whitesville Road. The 911 address is 12675 Whitesville Road in Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 532, Map 7, Parcel 27.15. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return. And the ADU is 85.4 foot over the maximum allowable square footage for the ADU.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, sir. My name is Angelo Perry. My address is 12675 Whitesville Road, Laurel, Delaware, 19956.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Well, back in the early to mid-90s, this is actually, let me start by saying, this dwelling is actually an existing dwelling that has been sitting in this spot since the early to mid-90s. Originally, my home was allowed to be put on this property because my father was very ill. So this board, not you all, I don't think, but granted relief by allowing me to keep my single-wide mobile home on this property since, I don't have the exact date, but it was around 1992 to 1993. My dad died in 1994, so. After that, my mother became a little bit Alzheimer-ish. That's not a word, but she started to show some sickness. And the board, again, granted me relief by allowing me to keep my home on this property with the condition that once a year I would go to her family doctor and get a note or something substantiating her sickness. And I've been doing that for many, many, many years. So now we move closer to now. My mother died just this past September in 2025. So I knew at that point that I wouldn't be allowed to keep the mobile home on the property under the way the conditions were laid out at the time. So I wrote to planning and zoning, to Mr. Whitehorse, actually, and the suggestion from planning and zoning was, hey, maybe you can try for an accessory dwelling unit and just keep the home where it is. So that's why I'm here today. I want to keep the home right where it's at, and there are some reasons for that. First of all, the home and the condition it is, we try to keep it as nice as we can. It looks very nice, but the truth of the matter is there's problems with the floors, the walls, and things like that. If we had to try to move the home to another location, I don't think the home would survive a move like that. I do have a little letter from a mobile home guy who substantiates what I'm saying.
You're welcome to submit that into the record,
too. Okay.
If you're going to read it, but you're certainly allowed to submit that into the record if you wish. And while you're pulling that out, I'll just explain to the board. So there was a process, and it's still there, but we used to get these before the board, where if someone needed a special use exception for a medical hardship, it would allow for the placement of a manufactured home on the property. And that was a process that would come to the board and they would have to regularly get renewals. The code then changed to allow for that to be done administratively, but an applicant would have to submit evidence of, you know, the continuing need like Mr. Perry was referring to. So you probably haven't seen these. Mr. Williamson, I'm not sure, has even seen one like this that would come up for a special use exception for medical hardship, but we used to get these fairly regularly. Then a few years back, we passed the accessory dwelling unit ordinance that I think is what's providing some relief here, and that's what Mr. Perry was referring to after contacting the Planning and Zoning Department, that there's now a way that the home may be allowed to stay on there, provided it meets certain requirements. And what the issue, as I understand it, is that the home would meet those requirements, but not for the fact that it is a little too large in comparison to the size of the dwelling on the property. Is that right, Ms. Norwood? Did I articulate that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
And the Mr. Perry, the property has been in good, the medical hardship has been up to date throughout the whole entire time.
Taxes, I pay and everything.
We have all the records.
Caught up.
But how far is it outside of the requirements for the ratio of the
it's
size?
It's an 84.5 foot or 85.4 foot variance from what's allowed.
A bathroom.
And is that, Ms. Norwood, just so that I understand correctly, is that from the 1,000 square foot requirement or the 50% of the floor area of the dwelling? I think it's probably the latter.
50%. I'll double check, but I think it's the size. It's more than 50%.
It's right here.
Do you have it there?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the square footage on the side?
That's it. This thing is 1707.
There we go.
The ADU is 896.
Yeah, so if the dwelling were a larger dwelling, he would not need that variance. The reason for the variance is because of the fact that it is more than 50%.
Is the home currently occupied?
Yes, ma'am.
You have renters in there?
No, it's just my wife and I.
Okay, you live in that home, okay.
You live in the main home now?
No. Oh. No, sir, not now. In future, possibly. We have some, excuse me. We want to wait a little while before we decide on whether or not, if in the future, we decide that that's something we want to do, then I guess we can do it without any problems, unless you all have a problem with how that all goes down.
Well, you would have a 2-year period of time to use it in that fashion.
Okay.
And if you did not use it as an accessory dwelling unit within 2 years, this, you know, if the board were to approve this, that variance application would expire. Well, so that's just something to keep in mind there.
Well, for the time being, my wife and I really don't want to move into the large house. We want to stay in our single wide, and that's where we have been the whole time this is going on.
So then the large house was your parents' house?
It was my mom.
And you moved into the small house to help take care of
them? I never lived in the double wide, never.
But I'm saying you lived in the small house.
Yes, sir.
Your single wide to take care of your mother.
That's correct. I'm the only son, the only child.
I'm
here to take care of her.
Understood.
Has anybody made comment or complained about the situation of the two homes on the property?
No, sir. No, not in friends with our neighbors for all these years and get along with them well. And I'll go with it.
Standard water and septic?
Yes, sir.
No issues with either one of those?
Say again, please.
No issues with your well or your septic system?
Oh, no.
Between the two?
No. No, sir. I'm good.
Do you have a dedicated parking space for the occupants of the ADU? Obviously, that's you, but we have a dedicated... If you were to rent out the other home, would you have dedicated parking for both homes?
I do, but it wouldn't be behind the single wide.
Doesn't have to be behind. No, it just has to be a dedicated
space.
Oh,
yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir.
All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Right. Any other questions from the board? I want to have a seat right in the front. We just
got
a couple things we've got to go through. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13195? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13195? There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13195 for Angelo Perry for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property has unique physical conditions as the property has been there for many years and the exceptional practical difficulty is due to those conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity to the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of this property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development or of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. This variance represents the minimum variances necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue. And as stated, the house is 84 feet for the ADU standards.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Lovinguth?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13195 has been approved. Have a good evening.